This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. I am delighted to be with you today. We love spending this time with you Monday through Friday as we discuss issues of importance to your life and your faith. I like to think that our conversations hopefully have some spiritual consequences, spiritual blessings for you in your life. And on Fridays, we dedicate this day to giving glory to God for all of the ways in which we have seen His beautiful, abundant mercy and blessing showing up for us in the past week. So I invite you to call us today with your praise report, with your gratitude report, to give glory and honor to God. 833-288-3986 is the phone number for you to use. It's toll free for you right here in North America. Again, that's 833-288-EWTN. And we're so very, very eager to hear from you today. And if you're a first-time caller, I sure do want to know about it. I will ring my first-time caller bell for you to welcome you for your debut to Women of Grace Live. We're also available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. We invite you to use the chat feature that's available for you at both of those sites. Put in your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. Be sure to tell us what your blessing is today and tell us who you are and where you are. And if you're not listening to us via YouTube or Facebook, tell us how you are listening to us. We'll get that question or comment retrieved. We'll get your praise report retrieved, and we will address it right here on the air. So those are two ways that you can reach us. I have a third way too. You can text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response, and then again, tell us who you are, where you are, and how you're listening. Do put in your comment or your question, of course, and do know that data rates and message rates may apply if you use that option. If you're outside of North America, the toll-free number is not going to work for you, but we've got a number for you. It's country code 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. Toll-free number, once again, is 833-288-EWT. I have all kinds of things I want to share with you today, but I do want to remind you that something wonderful is happening next week. As a matter of fact, I will already be up at Malvern Retreat House there in Malvern, Pennsylvania, for our Women of Grace Retreat that begins a week from today. Yes, it does. It starts next Friday evening at 5 p.m. with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and dinner at 6, and boom, we're off to the races and have a beautiful evening planned for you, a beautiful Saturday and Saturday night planned for you, a beautiful Sunday morning planned for you. You can still come. We still have some seats available, and I am hoping that you will. I want to fill it up. I want to fill it up for the glory of God, and I am abundantly grateful today. I give gratitude to God for all of you who have signed up and who do plan to join us there. So thank you for that, and I'll tell you, you are not going to be disappointed because we've got a beautiful roster of speakers. The weekend is unfolding in a glorious way. Of course, I know the schedule, but I also know some of the behind the scenes things that are going to be happening that I think you're going to really, really enjoy. So I'm hoping that you are going to join us. I'll tell you a little bit more about it in just a moment. It is preceded, beginning on Thursday of next week, July 24th, running through mid-afternoon on the 25th by our Benedicta Enrichment Seminar. And that is going to be a marvelous time. You know, I always like to let you know that the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar contributes towards a certification in Catholic women's leadership that will come by way of the Benedicta Institute. This is our institute for women, named for St. Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, also known as Edith Stein, a beautiful saint of the church, a martyr at Auschwitz, who gave us just a beautiful philosophy based on theology of woman, and just a lovely thing. I'm not quite sure when she was developing this, if she quite understood how she was so in tune with and weaved into the teaching of the church, because she was not a convert for a portion of what she developed. She became interested in the Catholic faith. She was a Jewish woman who had been a faithful Jew, but then had fallen away and became an atheist, and came back, or not came back, but came into the church by way of the witness of Saint Teresa of Avila, as she read her autobiography. And this thirst, this hunger for God and for the church that Jesus Christ founded just took root in her heart. She ultimately became a Carmelite religious sister, a cloistered nun, and on, through the grace of God, gave us just wonderful teachings. Eventually met her end through martyrdom at Auschwitz in 1942. Beautiful, beautiful woman of God, and our Benedicta is named for her. Our enrichment seminar this year is being led by Dr. Donald Wallenfang. He is one of the very few scholars on Edith Stein, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, here in the United States of America. He belongs to a very small group of people, less than 10, who are considered to be scholars on Edith Stein. And so when he takes us into teachings, we really go deeply into what it is that she was teaching. This particular topic area is going to be of great interest, and it is called Consecrating Conflict, Finding Hope in the Struggle. That is the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar. We only have a few spaces available left for that. So if you've been on the fence for the retreat, if you've been on the fence for the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar, get off the fence and call in. You know, we'll tell you how to register, but you can do it right online. So just go out to our website, womenofgrace.com, and you can register right there. If you have any questions, we're happy to answer those questions for you. I can tell you it's going to be a marvelous, marvelous time. So you can come to the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar alone, or you can come to the retreat alone, or you can come, you know, to both of those. But you don't have to come by yourself. You can bring somebody with you. And I'm encouraging you to bring your daughter, your niece, bring your goddaughter, bring your students, because we have a beautiful day planned for the young women of Grace on this Saturday. And I'm eager to have lots of young ladies joining us there. We've got a wonderful program lined up for them. And I just know that I know that they are going to enjoy themselves, even as they delve more deeply into the unrepeatable wonder of who they are in Christ Jesus. I'll tell you, it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend, actually beginning on the Thursday with the Benedicta the whole way through. The theme for our retreat is Hope for the Journey. It's going to be a lovely time. We've got, as I said, a beautiful roster of speakers. Bishop William Walterscheid, Auxiliary Bishop in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, is with us. Kitty Cleveland is with us. Patricia Sandoval is with us. Dr. Donald Wallenfang will also be presenting at the retreat. We've got Living Praise Worship Team with us. Worship leader Susan Potvin will also be presenting through the course of our time together. We are going to be exploring hope for the journey. Do you need a little hope? I'll tell you what, we all need hope. We need that virtue, that theological virtue, until we arrive at our final destination at heaven's gates. So I am encouraging you to join us for this beautiful, beautiful event. Don't delay. Please don't delay. We want to make preparation for you. So if you've been thinking about it and you haven't, you know, taken the plunge yet, I am encouraging you to take that plunge and to join us next weekend. 833-288-EWTN is the way that you can join us today. It's a Glory to God Day. Call us with your praise report. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live, and I am Johnette Williams. Delighted to be with you today. You just heard that number. I'm going to give it to you again. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 866, encouraging you to give us a call. Tom Price is answering the phones today. Be sure to give him a big old howdy hey when you call in. He'll get you up on the board, and I will be able to address your question or comment and share with everybody your praise report. So we please encourage you to give us a call there. Also available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page, Ace McKay is doing the retrieving today. He'll get your question, your comment, your insight, your inspiration that you leave for us in the chat feature at either one of those two sites. Be sure to tell us who you are and where you are when you leave us that information. And if you are not listening to us via YouTube or via Facebook, tell us how it is that you're listening to us. You can also text your message. Text us to the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question or comment. Tell us who you are, where you are, how it is that you're listening to us. And again, we'll get that retrieved and up on the board. We'll be able to address it. Vanessa Sanchez is in that studio at EWTN. She's making all of the buttons work to get us out to you today. It is just, you know, one of those things that I don't know that I would ever master. And that's why God has me behind the mic instead of sitting in front of those pushers and levers and buttons that have to be manned or womaned in this case, right? So I am so grateful for Vanessa. She does a great job. And we enjoy talking with you. Oh, my goodness sakes, we certainly do. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Before we get out there and do a little bit of investigating, I want to remind you that it is Friday. It's a Glory to God day. We take your calls today, and you share with us about how it is that God is showing up in your life and has shown up in your life in the last week. And, you know, sometimes these are in great magnanimous ways, and sometimes they're in more subtle ways, and sometimes it's, just that little whisper in your time of prayer. But in all cases, God is always blessing us. And the very fact that we have breath in our body today tells us that God has a work that he's doing in us, and it's not completed yet, and we should give glory and praise to him that he's about the business of getting it completed. So do give us a call and share with us today. Again, it's 833-288-EWTN. Did you know that EWTN television has just absolutely marvelous programming, just like EWTN radio does? And I invite you to watch our Women of Grace television program Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern. But we've got just a tremendous roster of programs. And whether it's films, we've got films that are available, documentaries, we've got news coverage, we've got great discussions on shows, our show, we always have wonderful guests on. We've got children's programming too. And we love using the medium of television to highlight the truth that is the eternal word. So I want you to check out the EWTN television program schedule. All you have to do is go to EWTN.com and click TV, and it's all there for you. And do join us on Women of Grace, seen Monday through Friday on EWTN television at 1 p.m. 833-288-3986 is the way you can join us. That's 833-288-EWTN. Oh, my goodness sakes. Here we go. We're going to the phone lines right now. We've got Karen with us, and she is in Pennsylvania. She is with us via the app, and she has a story to share. Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm good. And you?
Very well. Thanks for calling in today.
I'm sorry. I was listening so intently to what you were saying. What I wanted to say is that I always praise God, because back in 2007, I went to that first retreat. I did my first study, and everything has changed since then. And I want to just encourage everybody to just step out of the boat and take a chance and come and see what Malvern is about and what Women of Grace is about, because there's always a story. There's always something that's going on and changing. And I have met so many beautiful women from all over that I would have never met had I not gone to that first retreat. And I look forward to it every year.
Oh, Karen. Well, I cannot wait to see you, Karen. We know quite well. She has led our study. She is there in State College, Pennsylvania. She calls in from time to time about other things, too. But I know you're going to be with us, and I know you'll be joining us for the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar as well. And I am just so eager to hear what Dr. Wallenfang has to share with us. And you've been to his other seminars, so you are quite familiar with his teaching style and everything. And he's terrific, isn't he?
Fantastic. And I look so forward to being able to spend time with him. He just gives us such a new way of looking at things and such a piece that, and you want to learn more. You realize how much you don't know. And because our faith is so deep and we don't realize it. And
yeah.
I look forward to every class I can take. I really do.
Well, Karen, we look forward to seeing you this coming weekend. And hear what she is saying. You know, she took that chance in 2007. That's a whole long time ago. And that's a whole lot of Women of Grace events as well. Not only the annual event that we have at Malvern, but some of the other events that Karen has been to. And she is, basically one of the students, I would say, in our Benedicta Institute for Women, working towards a certification in Catholic women's leadership. And I'll tell you, friends, as Karen says, you don't know what you're missing until you know what you've missed. And so we want you to come so you miss no more. So please do get out to our website, womenofgrace.com, and register and join us there. We're going to see you really soon, Karen, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, Karen. Bye-bye now. And we have Joanne with us. She is in Safety Harbor, Florida. I know Safety Harbor, Florida. Oh, my goodness sakes. That's my stomping grounds. That's my part of Florida, Pinellas County. Hey, Joanne, how are you?
I am fine. Thank you, Joanne.
Oh, this is my Joanne.
Yes, that's your Joanne. Definitely, definitely. I just wanted to, pin off of something that Cindy said yesterday about Young Women of Grace and how vitally important it is to our young people today to get them on the right track. As I mentioned to you on the phone the other day, I was happened to be flipping stations, didn't watch it, but was watching the SBC, these are the Academy Awards of Sports Individuals. And I just happened to flip stations. And the outfits that these women wore were so disgustingly scandalous. I mean, I am not a prude by any stretch of the imagination. And I dress the way I should dress. But it was disgusting. And every time I find something else to watch or just flip stations, and every time I came to another woman, I mean, she might as well just been naked because she was so indecent. It was disgusting. And I said, these young girls need to know modesty and what's really femininely attractive.
You know, Joanne, you're so right. And this is one of the reasons why I think that Women of Grace is so important. What's happened today is that woman has capitulated. And I don't mean every woman, of course, but I mean the cultural perspective of who woman is and the way in which the culture portrays how women should be is so demeaning to who she is. It is something that really reduces her and objectifies her. And it's so interesting because, you know, you and I have a little history. Well, we have a personal history. We've known each other for 40 years anyway. But we also have longevity in terms of years of life. And we watched this movement taking place that really began in the 60s. And I'm here, I'm talking about the feminist movement, the radical feminist movement that was supposed to be uplifting for women and yet has been a real demeaning agent to women. And we see, I think, the noxious fruit of that in what you're describing today. And it's a shame. And I'll tell you what, I like fashion. And you know that. I like to look very nice. And I think that the majority of women like to look very nice. But to look very nice, to be fashionable, to be stylish, does not mean that you have to wear clothing that is revealing and degrading. And clothing that makes you look more like a siren than it makes you look like one who wants to lead people into the beauty and the wonder of the grace of God specific to the feminine person. And that's what we strive to do through Women of Grace. And, you did share that story with me, and I knew that you wanted to get on the air the other day, and we ran out of time. So I'm glad that you called in this morning.
Just encourage everybody to come to the retreat because it's such a beautiful, I mean, we've been doing this, what, since 2003, 2005, and there's no words really that can express the feeling that comes over people after they've been to the retreat or the Benedicta seminars. It's just beautiful. And I remember one going. I remember when Carol was with us, she used to work with us, and the saints came in, the saints were coming in, and she could swear that Kateri was behind her. And she didn't know who the heck this Indian girl was. And she was flabbergasted. And to this day, she still has a great, great devotion to St. Kateri Tekewipa. I mean, it's amazing. But there were beautiful things happen. And I encourage everyone to sign up. There's plenty of time. We'd love to be with you next Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Absolutely. Well, I know you're going to be there. You are. I'll tell you what, everybody. Joanne is a linchpin for Women of Grace. She works so hard for us and does such a beautiful job. And she kind of is the engine. She keeps everything moving. So she is always with us at these events because we need her. And I so appreciate it, Joanne, and I can't wait to give you a big hug. And, you know, and I just want to clarify for what Joanne was talking about there. You know, it is an interesting thing how the Communion of Saints operates, right? And we know that there is a Communion of Saints, and it's comprised of the saints in heaven, those that are in the fullness of glory right now. It is comprised of those of us who are here on earth still plugging away, working towards our purification, our sanctification in Christ Jesus through the cooperation of the grace that he won for us on Calvary's Hill. And it incorporates the holy souls who, you know, still have just a little bit of a way to go, that their salvation is assured, but they're still in that process of purification and sanctification after their death. So that's the Communion of Saints. And as we read in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, as the Holy Fathers have taught us, John Paul II and others, the fact of the matter is they are not separate. We are all joined together in this mystical body of Christ. It's just the location of where we are, both in terms of eschatological reality and also where we are in our process of being conformed to Jesus Christ. So when the fact of the matter is, oftentimes we get a sense of the saints. You know, sometimes the saints make their presence known. I don't mean in an occult way. I don't mean in some kind of a esoteric fashion. But it's something that happens deep in the spirit, where you know you just have a prevailing sense that a particular saint is drawing near to you. And so many of the saints have said about themselves before their own glory. that the saints, choose us. We don't choose the saints. And oftentimes it's because they want us to know that they're praying for us, or they want to let us know that perhaps some charism that is theirs, the Lord would like us to explore, whatever it might be. So she's referring to an incident there at Malvern where we had one of those moments, and, many people were sensing that heaven was opening up and that there was this beautiful interaction that was taking place. And that is what the spiritual life is about, by the way, folks. That is the spiritual life with heaven and with our Lord and with our Lady and with the saints and the angels. And oh my goodness, what a rich faith we have. So Joanne, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeanette, and I'll see you on Wednesday.
Yes, you will. I'll be talking with you before then, though. God bless you, Joe. Oh, my heavens. Ah, we've got Mike with us. You can call us, too, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We invite you to join us today. It's a Glory to God Day. Joanne is giving glory to God for Women of Grace. Karen was giving glory to God for Women of Grace. They're going to be at our event. Why don't you come to our event as well? And you can give glory to God for what he does in your life through it. Mike is with us. He is in Pennsylvania. We want to hear from you today for your glory to God story. He is listening to us via the EWTN app, and he's got a story to share. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Jeanette. I just wondered if you could talk about a young woman who was involved with Young Women of Grace. Is that a possibility? You had a page for her at one point on your website. Her name is Maria Middleton. Do you remember her at all or no?
Maria is the young lady who was part of our Women of Grace group and has gone on to her eternal reward, if I'm correct.
That's correct, yes.
Yes.
The only reason I brought that up is it just seems like you had a message of hope today, and her parents and so many others have started this organization, which I don't want to plug on the show, but it relates to hope. And hope is such an intangible virtue, I think, sometimes, because it remains with us, but we don't always know how to manifest it. We kind of keep it in our subconscious or whatever, and it kind of motivates us. With Maria, I had the privilege of teaching her. I taught her for an entire year and had no idea how holy a young girl this kid was. And sometimes I think God keeps things from us because he knows if we know all the answers, we'll butcher it. We won't do things the right way. Well, Maria had an inoperable brain tumor and did remarkable things before she died by way of self-sacrifice and by way of offering up her pain and suffering, you know, for the greater glory of God and for his will. And Maria is, I think she's going to be canonized very shortly. They're probably going to open up the clause. Our Archbishop in Philadelphia, Archbishop Perez, was very close to Maria. In fact, there's a book coming out not shortly about her life. I hesitate to plug things. I don't want to plug it, but it's coming out very shortly. And it will speak about the tremendous hope that she brought to her family and to others, you know, giving up, starting something in Sudan, overseas in Africa to begin to promote her cause, not her cause, but to help other people. Even before she died, she did so much good. And even now, it appears, at least to me, that she's quite an intercessor. I taught in the very room where she went to fifth grade for an entire year. And I just can't even begin to tell you, Johnette, how her presence is magnified. It just seems like this kid's going to get canonized. And I thought that, you know, you would be very familiar with her, having had her as a young woman of grace. You know, but it's a terrible thing. The terrible thing was I had her in front of me for a whole year. I had no idea.
Yeah, Mike, just hold on. We had to go to a break right now. But do stay on because I do want to talk a little bit about Maria. I do want to talk a little bit about her organization. And I do want to talk more about a Young Women of Grace and how she was involved with this outreach through Women of Grace. So we invite you to give us a call with your praise report, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I think Mike feels very blessed to have taught Maria. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Happy to be with you today. It is a Glory to God Day, and this is the day that we use on Women of Grace to look back over the past week and see how it is that God has shown up in our lives. Mike is with us from Pennsylvania. He taught a young woman by the name of Maria Middleton from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And Maria Middleton, a beautiful young woman. I'm going to read to you a poem that she wrote. But before I do that, I want to tell you a little bit about her. In light of Young Women of Grace, and of course, you know, we've been sharing with you all about our upcoming retreat and that we're going to have a day for Young Women of Grace. And Maria, I think, is a very special young woman whose cause for canonization is most likely going to open up. And she was in one of our Women of Grace groups, actually, that had been led by, led by Sue Brinkman. Sue Brinkman, as you know, is with us on Wednesdays for Wacky Wednesday. And Sue was very instrumental in that area of Pennsylvania in getting Women of Grace started. But Maria, she was a young teen, and there's a blog about her, which is what I'm getting the information sharing with you right now, out there that Sue posted on March 31st, 2020. And it's Reflections on the Value of Life from a Young Woman of Grace. And she tells us that Maria was a young teen when she participated in Young Women of Grace. She was a student at Regina Academy, and that is where she took the course. A lot of the schools have Young Women of Grace going on, and she tells us a little bit about herself, that her family is a huge, huge, beautiful part of her life. She tells us that she took the Young Women of Grace program in her eighth grade year at Regina Academy, and she says, although nothing could fully prepare me for the culture shock that was high school, this course helped to strengthen my faith and the role that God has for my life. And Sue asked her, how has your illness impacted the way you look at life? And she says, I can't even really describe the extent of how it impacted my life and continues to impact it. It has definitely made me appreciate the simple things and made me realize that everything can change in a blink. Nothing is definite or guaranteed. And then Sue asked her, in what ways has it changed your life of faith? And she says, it has made me see and feel the power of prayer. It is so strong, and my parents and I have been witnesses to that powerful force for the past year. So make sure to pray that Hail Mary for the person who needs it, because you don't know how impactful the graces from that can be. And Sue said, what did you learn in the Young Women of Grace class that helped to prepare you for the challenges you're facing today? She said, the Young Women of Grace class helped me to find confidence as a child of God. It's hard to read. With his confidence, I know that I can do anything through him. And Sue says, if you could give teens some advice about life and the role of faith, what would it be? She says, nothing is possible without faith in God's grace. I can say that with full confidence now because of the journey that I have been led on, and try to stay in the present because that's the only place where you can find him. Something that we stress so much at Women of Grace. From the Young Women of Grace all the way through the Benedict Institute. Sue says, let's take Maria's advice and say that Hail Mary every day for someone who needs it, and add one for Maria and her family as they face this difficult challenge. Subsequent, of course, to this blog, this beautiful, beautiful young woman of God went home to her eternal reward. And I do believe that Ascension Press is issuing a book about her. But listen to this prayer that was written by her in 2019. It's just beautiful. This is when she's, you know, I guess getting diagnosed, I would imagine, but maybe not. Maybe she wrote this in advance of that. But this is her prayer. The overwhelming power of prayer revealed in dark and scary times, when one is blinded by fear and confusion, God's radiant light penetrating throughout. Revealed in dark and scary times, providing hope in shining armor, God's radiant light penetrating throughout, swaddling his children in comfort and peace. Providing hope in shining armor, as one enters their journey into the depths of the unknown, swaddling his children in comfort and peace, complete trust and faith given to persevere. As one walks their journey into the depths of the unknown, when one is blinded by fear and confusion, complete trust and faith given to persevere, the overwhelming power of prayer. Is that amazing? This is a very young woman that has written this poem, expressive of someone who knows from the moment she was diagnosed that she probably had about 9 months to live. And what she's telling us is that she coped with this through prayer. Mike, I'm so happy that you called in today. I am just so grateful for that. And here we are, you know, and we hear these words coming from this young woman, and all we can say is that we give glory and praise to God for the opportunity of having known her, you as her teacher, Women of Grace, as a participant in our Young Women of Grace program, that she admittedly has shared that was of help to her. She struggled in this most difficult time. And to have those resources available for any moment, whether it's one that is a dire circumstance like this, or it's just for the little small reversals in life, but having that firm foundation and knowing who you are in Christ Jesus at the age of middle school all the way through to becoming a young adult is something that cannot be measured. It cannot be measured in time. It can only be measured in eternal value. So, very grateful, Mike. Did you want to add anything else before I let you go?
No, Sue, I called you Sue, I'm sorry. No, Johnette, okay. I'm just grateful that you had a chance to share that. I think Maria, as you know, she's He does so much. The saints do so much for us that we have no idea, and we will someday see them face to face. I'm absolutely confident, without the shadow of a doubt, that she is with the Lord. And what an honor it is to have taught her, to have met her family, to have visited her, prayed for her and with her. And, I always wanted to teach a saint. God gave me that opportunity, so I'm so grateful to Almighty God for it all.
You know, I have
so
to
tell
you. Oh, heaven's sakes, what a blessing. You've blessed me. You know, it's a glory to God day. You're giving glory and praise to God for his gift of Maria in your life, and you're sharing that gift with all of us today. And I want to say, from the time that you first mentioned her, I realized who you were talking about, I just absolutely had an anointing. And we were talking just before this, Mike, you probably heard me talking about the fact that, you know, sometimes the saints make their presence known. They impress themselves upon us in some way. And I think that that's exactly what was happening as we were sharing. So, you know, I just want to share with parents that are listening today. You know, you want to do something for your child. And I understand this. And I know that summer is a very, very busy time. But bring your daughter to this Young Women of Grace event. You know, do what you can to bring her, because it's going to be beautiful. And you just never know how God's going to use this in her life. You know, and it reminds me of something else that I just want to give glory and praise to God about. And I think that the topic, Mike, that you brought up of this beautiful young woman of God is very important, because here's something that we're seeing right now. And of course, we know that there's been a lot of attention that's been paid to the two young men who are going to be canonized, I do believe, in October, Giorgio Frassati, Pier Giorgio Frassati, and Carlo Acutis, right? And now you're talking about Maria and the potential for her cause being open. We know that there are other young people or young adults whose causes are being looked at and you know, potentially opened. So this is interesting to me, because this is how heaven works. You know, God, what does God do? You know, this God of ours is always seeking, you know, our best interest. He's always about the business of blessing us in abundant ways. And he is omniscient. And in our day and time, when we have such an attack against our youth, an attack against their moral fiber, an attack against their personhood, you know, that we see coming at them through technology, and see coming at them through the marketplace of ideas and the cultural mindset today, a true attack against our young people when they are falling victim to the zeitgeist, to the spirit of the age. What does heaven do? Heaven raises up iconic young people, raises up young men and young women through the process of canonization, beatification prior to, you know, venerable, being named venerable prior to that, and having their cause open and being named a servant of God. Heaven responds. Heaven always highlights what is necessary at any given point in time. And heaven makes provision. Heaven makes provision through the church that Jesus Christ founded. And that's what we see happening. So I don't think that there's any coincidence. You know, Pier Giorgio Frassati, he died in the early part of the last century, like around 1920-something was his time period. You know, and his cause has been coming along slowly but surely. But at this moment, it's time for him. At this moment, it's time for Carlo. Perhaps at this moment, it's time for Maria's cause. I don't know. That's for the church to decide. But the fact of the matter is, there is a spotlight that heaven seems to be shining on young people today, because young people need these witnesses. And of course, you know, church history is studded with many young saints. But to have young saints that are near or part of their own period of time is essential, because it speaks a word of hope to our young people. It tells them that it's not impossible to gain holiness of life, to arrive at sanctification and purification by way of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not impossible to carve a path that leads to life on high in Christ Jesus in the milieu of the moment that we're in. It's not an impossibility. And these young men and women show that it is possible. You know, for Saadi, for example, you know, he wasn't facing exactly the same challenges that are here today, but his day and time, it was facing other challenges that were keen on pulling people out of the church. And Carlo, of course, he's part of this generation. You know, he passed away, I think it was in, and I might get the year wrong, but I think it was 2006. You know, he used the internet. He's given us that beautiful, beautiful, website of all of the Eucharistic miracles that he could possibly research. And he's put it there. He stands as an icon for young people. We have this beautiful opportunity to get to know this young woman better. And these young people are not alone. There are others. So I just think it's an absolutely wonderful thing that heaven, you know, God in his omniscient gaze sees this moment in time, sees where we are in this present moment and says, oh, I know what I will do. This is what I will do. And he leads these young people to holiness of life that they might, through their own witness, lead others to life on high in Christ Jesus. 833-288-EWTN is the way that you can join us today. That's 833-288-3986. Also want to invite you to use the opportunity available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. We do have Joshua with us out there on YouTube today, and this is his praise report. Oh, I'm excited to read this. I am Joshua. After 10 years of being separated from the church, I have come home and been reconciled to our Lord and his church. I cannot stop praising God for his merciful love. I can honestly say that God has used, Women of Grace, thank you so much, in my coming home. He says, I started listening a year ago, and it eased my anxieties and fears about coming back. Joshua, may God be praised that he used our program in a way that was a witness and sign to you and answered some of the questions for you and relieved you of any fears or anxieties that would come by way of attack, you know, the evil one not wanting you to come back to the faith, or that came naturally through confusion or doubt. I am so grateful. Thank you so much. This is a beautiful, beautiful praise report. And I praise and thank God that you have come home to the faith. I'm going to be celebrating that today in my heart. I'm just delighted for you. Absolutely delighted. We've got Angel with us from Ohio today. And she is with us via the EWTN app. Hi, Angel.
Hello, my darling. You know I love you.
I know, you know I love you back.
You're life-changing, and you do so many wonderful things for us to help us be grounded in our femininity, and no one can do what you do. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, baby, I'll tell you what. God has a mission and a plan for each one of us, and I cannot do what you do, Angel. You can't do what I do because these are missions specific to us, but we all work together, and it all forms this tapestry of God's love in the world, and I'm grateful for you.
Thank you. I'm asking that you still pray for Eric. He's in critical condition, but there's a problem. His personal items, personal effects were on their way like 3 days ago, and they're being held up. And everything that's in there is what we need to get him home and get him proper medical care. Okay. And the place where he's at, it's so devastated, and there's no water, there's no food, there's no medicine. And it's a small field hospital where there's just not hope there for people.
Well, Angel, let me interject just to share with our listeners, if they are unfamiliar with your story. Eric is your fiancé. He has been over there in Afghanistan. He is seriously wounded. You're sharing with us about his condition. This has been a long-ranged kind of situation. He's been in this place for a long time in this condition. And I do want to tell you, it's interesting, again, you know, how heaven works. Through the course of this week, both you and Eric The Holy Spirit has placed you on my heart at odd moments of the day. I'll just get this impression in my heart, you know, Eric and Angel, and praying for him. I've been praying for him. I've been tucking him into my rosary and be assured of my prayers for him. And we've prayed on the air numbers of times for him, but we'll pray again. And we'll pray in a specific way that these items, his personal effects, would be released, or whatever it is that's holding them up would be undone. And that's what we're going to ask Our Lady to intercede with us under her title, Undoer of Knots, to get rid of this knot that's holding up these effects getting here. And so it is, Father, that once again we come before you, and I present your children, Angel, and I present Eric to you. And you know your son's condition. And Lord, as we've often said, you know every cell of his body. You know exactly what these injuries are about and the way in which they've affected him. And Father, we know that you're using this as an opportunity for him to grow in confidence. Confirmation to the cross of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, I am asking, however, that in your mercy and in your kindness, that there would be healing help for him. I'm asking, Lord God, that this man would get back to the United States of America where he could get the kind of care that he needs, Lord. Father God, you have given us the gift of medicine. You have given us the gift of insight in the medical field. You've given us the gift of technology to be able to aid people in recovery from very devastating wounds. But we've got to get these people to those facilities and to those measures. And so I'm asking, Father, that whatever the red tape is, that through the intercession of you, Mary, our mother, Our Lady, Undoer of Knots, that these diabolical cords of resistance would be cut. That they would be cut, that any kind of institutional bureaucratic tie that is there would be cut, that it would be severed, that the effects would arrive, but more than the effects even arriving, that Eric would arrive. I'm just asking that there would be a way that is made in the midst of this for him to get here. I thank you for the gift of Angel, who has been so faithful to him, in love, but so faithful to him as a prayer warrior, as an Azir Kenegdo, standing beside her man in this battlefield that he's facing with his health. I ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless this couple. And I ask, Father God, that you would make haste to help. I thank you, Mary, our mother, for your intercession and for all that God is affecting through it. And we stand in hope today, Lord. We stand in hope. We have full confidence in you, and we know that beyond our capacity to love, you love Eric, and you love him infinitely. And so, Father, we ask that you would make haste to help. We offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. Angel, please keep us posted, okay? And you know, you can always email me. So, you know, if there's an immediate need, you can do that. Or you can always call the Women of Grace Ministry, and we will be happy. The Joanne usually answers the phone. You met her on the air today. And she will get the message to me, and I'll get it out to everybody in the Women of Grace community. Thanks, Angel. God bless you, sweetheart. Let's get to Mary Beth. Mary Beth is in Ohio today, and she has a story to share with us. She is listening to us via Alexa. I've always got to very quietly say that. How are you, Mary Beth?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. I have been battling cancer since March, and I found out, one moment, please, Alexa off. But I did find out that, boy, there's a lot more witnessing you can do from a stage four chemo bed than any place else.
Oh, Mary Beth, this is a beautiful indication of how the Lord is working through you in the midst of great suffering. And, you know, that is such a powerful witness. And, you know, I give glory and praise to God for your witness. And I know that you're giving him praise and glory for the fact that he can even take this very devastating situation and work it to the good, and that you can be a sign of contradiction to those who might be failing in their physical condition, but more importantly, might be failing in faith as a result of their own diagnosis. So I thank you for that. So tell me now, what are they saying about you? Mary Beth?
Yes.
Yeah. So what are they saying about you? What is the prognosis for you right now?
We're not really certain, but the one thing that I do like is this was my fifth choice for hospital, and yet my insurance company and God picked it for me, and it's I'm blessed to be at this particular hospital. They have what's called BMT, which is bone marrow transfer, or so that everything is immaculate on the floor. Everything is high tech. It's the elite of the elite. And so what happens, though, is when I have chemo, they give me a shot 24 hours afterwards, and that shot is usually so horrific, it puts me right back in the hospital.
Well, I'll tell you, Mary Beth, we're coming to the close of the program, but I can't pray with you on the air right now, but I will be praying for you through the course of the weekend, and I ask everybody to pray for Mary Beth and all of those suffering with cancer. You can call back on Monday and we'll pray on the air if you'd like. And Ruth, you call back on Monday too and we'll take your call. In the meantime, friends, let us continue to praise God, because He is in all things. God bless you now. Bye-bye.